This is Of Warnings Ignored, written by Trixie, read by Mistborn Hero. This is a Star Wars work rated for mature audiences, featuring the relationship Cody, Obi-Wan Kenobi, as well as the characters Alpha 17, Fox, Ahsoka Tano, Rex, Anakin Skywalker, and is tagged for Cody is a little shit. Obi-Wan is a little shit. This is their relationship dynamic. Alpha 17 is long-suffering. POB alternating, falling in love. Rated M out of an abundance of caution.
Listen to me, Kate. Are you listening? Because it is very fucking important that you listen to me right now.
17 says. He would seize Kate by the chin and make him pay attention if 17 was looking to get beat on top of all the other pain his body is gifting him with.
Yes, sir.
Kate says, with dry military precision. Only the pleasure of having known the little shit at all stages of his growth allows 17 to see the bitchy insubordination just lurking behind that tone, waiting. Unfortunately, it does nothing to dissuade him from his current course of possible terrible decision-making. Dully unfortunate, it also reinforces his present concern.
You're Jedi.
17 begins and immediately has to stop when the little chef begins vibrating.
Stop that. Stop it. I'm not giving you his name until the end of this discussion, so listen.
The vibrating continues. There are not enough pain medications in the world for this conversation. 17 sighs and soldiers on.
Your Jedi is a fucking idiot. A Sith fucking torture mask half suffocating him and muscle-eating maggots in his body, and he flirted with our capture. He was being eaten alive from the inside, and he taunted her.
Kate goes still, like a predator scenting blood. At least the vibrating has stopped. On second thought, 17 isn't certain that this is better.
I am assigning you to be his second, because I think you're just the right kind of crazy to keep him alive. Yes, sir.
Kate says.
Bodica.
This is not a word 17 uses often. He is not the type for endearments. His body are his men, his cadets. This has and will always come first, even before the bonds of brotherhood that each and every bud to the next has. It must. This is how 17 loves them. This is how he keeps them safe. Keeping Kate at arm's length will not keep him safe from this danger.
He is a Jedi. He is not yours. Do you understand me? He is not yours. He cannot be yours. Don't forget that. Understood, sir.
Fucking little liar.
Get out of here, Commander. Yes, sir.
After their first ever engagement, Cody returns to his commander's quarters with a can of orange paint armor. Orange for Shirashoi, their chosen unit colors, and paints a sunburst on his armor. A sunburst in Shirashoi, the exact glowing orange of his general's hair catching the firelight as he held back an explosion with nothing but the Force. Just long enough for their troops to pull back, not a care for his own safety. This is fine. His safety is in Cody's hands now. Then Cody sends a message to Fox. CC2224.
Him.
He receives a ping back by the time he has emerged fresh and pink-skinned from the Sonic. He receives several pings in rapid succession. CC1010.
No. Absolutely not. You're fucking joking, you little piece of shit. Answer me. Answer me! You had one job.
To which Cody replies again. CC2224.
Him.
On Steady's first tour with the 212th, his commander, the legendary, indomitable Commander Cody of the 212th Legion, second to the High General, Obi-Wan Kenobi, drags said High General into the medbay by the scruff of his neck, bodily throws him down upon a vacant medbed, and straddles his chest in full kit. The general squawks.
Medic.
Commander Cody greets him. He unearths a datapad from some location unknown and begins, immediately, still sat astride a Jedi High General, to attend to various forms and spreadsheets that Steady does not even want to think about.
The general is in need of medical assistance. Sir?
Steady stutters, nearly fumbling his scanner onto the floor just as the general slaps at the commander's armored thigh and cries. Fiend! Betrayer! Commander Cody places a gloved hand over General Kenobi's mouth. General Kenobi bites Commander Cody. Commander Cody glances up from his datapad long enough to comment.
Kinky. What the fuck?
A junior medic, Pilk, whispers in fear or perhaps awe.
I reiterate.
Commander Cody says, slow and unaffected.
The general is in need of medical assistance. See to your duty or find me another medic who will.
Steady takes a deep breath and asks, as calm as he can be.
Are you going to continue sitting on our general, sir?
Commander Cody glances down at his captive. His captive bites him. Again.
Yes. Will this be a problem?
Unspoken stance. If so, make it not a problem. Steady sighs and gets to work. Rex would describe his relationship with his Jedi General as informal. He would describe his relationship with his baby Jedi Commander as unorthodox. He is hardly alone in that. The entirety of the 501st has already adopted the little Fiend, especially the Arcs. They are going to teach her terrible things. Despite these more flexible than Rex allow relationships, Rex has absolutely fucking nothing on whatever Cody and Kenobi have going on. I would like to see my Grand Padawan. Where is she? Where is my precious child? Kenobi announces upon striding into the hangar, immediately wrestling command of the whole room's attention with barely an ounce of effort. Cody is, as always, not far behind. "You're never this excited to see me," Anakin grumbles at the man, somewhere between genuinely irritated but also genuinely amused. Anakin is not so secretly pleased by Kenobi's open affection for his Padawan. Kenobi ignores him. This is, for some reason, Kenobi's second favorite game to play with his former Padawan. First is a game called Torment, Terrify, Embarrass. Ahsoka skips forward, practically preening under Kenobi's attentive stare. She rocks on her heels, back and forth and back again, and chirps, "Hi, Master Kenobi, I missed you!" Anakin gasps in offense. "Missed him? You saw him last week!" Bah, Kenobi dismisses this as unimportant. To Cody, he says, "Darling, isn't she wonderful?"
"She is wonderful, sir."
"Thank you, Uncle Cody," Ahsoka beams. Rex does not know why she started calling Cody by this title immediately upon meeting him. Neither does Anakin. It infuriates Anakin precisely because he doesn't understand it and Ahsoka won't tell him. It is especially baffling as Cody took one look at her down his nose as if examining gum on his boot and asked her where her armor was and who let her out of the crash. Kenobi whisks Ahsoka away for a spa or meditation or tea or some other Jedi nonsense. Anakin, trailing and grumbling in their wake. As soon as they are gone, Rex says to Cody, judgmentally,
"Darling, perish."
Cody replies, not without affection,
"No, seriously, what the creep is going on? You two flirt like it is going to win the war. He calls you Natborn pet names. You are his second."
Rex is, in short, worried. He is worried about his Ori bud, who has always been prone to follow his own rules in such a way that makes it seem as though he is following everyone else's, when in reality he couldn't give two shits. But sleeping with his direct superior, his general, and a Jedi, that is dangerous. Loving him, that's even more so. The smallest of smirks dances around Cody's lips.
"Don't worry, Rexica."
A heavy hand clasps his shoulders and squeezes. It is a threat as much as it is a comfort. The two are indistinguishable when it comes to Rex's favorite Ori bud.
"He calls me Ciara, too."
"May I take a holo?" Cody asks as they drift in post-Koshal bliss. His hand draws idle patterns across his lover's back, connecting freckle to scar and occasionally spelling out promises he can't, will not, dare make out loud, for both their sakes. He will keep them, and this is what matters. Obi-Wan hums a vague affirmative, and Cody's mobile comm jumps into Obi-Wan's hand from across the room. Cody trades him a kiss for the device. He angles the camera such that the holo hints at Obi-Wan's nudity, but stops before showing anything illicit. His hair, a bit long at the moment, Cody will trim it for him tomorrow, tickles Cody's bare shoulder. Cody splays his hand flat across the expanse of his lover's back. Possessive. Perfect. Can I send it to someone? A curious sound. Obi-Wan shuffles around and drapes himself across Cody's chest. He peers at the hollow and smiles. Not his negotiator smile, not his dangerous smile, but his smile. His simple one, his honest one. It makes Cody's heart do things, terrible, wonderful things. It is lovely. Who would you send it to?
17,
Cody says, after a bit of consideration. Obi-Wan laughs and laughs. Eventually, in between slow and calming kisses, Obi-Wan says, "Of course, Ciara. Give him my love." Cody thinks about this.
"No,"
he decides. This sends Obi-Wan into another fit of giggles. Cody kisses them from his mouth, swallows them whole. They are, the two of them, whole. The end. Thank you for listening. This has been not recorded for an event. But I did cold read this, got like 20 minutes to record a thing, and I went, well, let's find something, and I did some searches, and I found this one, and blanket permission, so yay, blanket permission, and it has been wonderful. I actually feel like I maybe have read it before, but who knows? But anyway, them being little shits to everyone and to each other, and love them. Anyway, thank you for listening. And please remember to drink some water.